National Representative, it is an honor and a privilege to welcome you gathered at your district conference in Halifax under the motto, Grow Your Knowledge, Connections and Impact to Build a Better World for Women and Girls. As much as I would have liked to be there in person with you, also to share the lobster yesterday evening. Unfortunately, I can just sit in front of my laptop and talk. But I will be here all time. Part of the time, it will be night for me. But don't worry, I will not abandon you 1 second during your 2 days of conference. So as Zantians to convene today here in Halifax, you must recognize that in these 103 years of service and advocacy to build a better world for women and girls, Zonta has made progress. We celebrate the achievements of women who have shattered the glass ceilings. I just make you a little example. As Donna said, I just came back from Lomé, Togo, where the conference of our African district, District 18, has been held. At the opening ceremony, they had four ministers, all women, of the Togo, ministers of the Togo country. And I had a personal audience with the prime minister of Togo since 2 years. She's a woman also. So we acknowledge some progress in with this respect. We acknowledge progress in fighting all forms of gender violence. And anyway, some positive shifts that have occurred also with Zonta contribution, which has been very important throughout the years. However, our journey is far from complete. Just to give you an example, Donna said that in August, I've been in Iceland for a District 13 conference. This district comprises the top states that are nearer to close the gender gap. Like they have Iceland, they have Denmark, they have Norway, and also Lithuania, which is, I would say, well placed. Still today, I mean, this week and even today, women in Iceland are holding strikes to protest against the pay gap in their workplace. So imagine. They are like over 95%, just missing like that 3-4% to gain gender equality, but there's still room for improvement there too. And you can imagine at District 18 conference, how I experienced how Zontians face challenges to fight for the basic needs of women and girls in Africa. So, what can we say? We need all our resilience. We need to hang on until the rights of women and girls to access education, healthcare, lead a safe life in a sustainable environment, and pursue the career of their dreams are not overcome. Now to your conference. I think it provides you and myself, because I'm here with you virtually, an opportunity to engage in meaningful dialogue, to share a lot of knowledge and set a path forward for your district, but also beyond that. There will be presentations and discussions that will shed further light on our challenges, and will also provide a chance to debate on the strategies and initiatives to make our own organizations stronger and more sustainable, such as the strategic plan, Zonta Gender Equality, a vision for 2030 and beyond. And all together we work closer to a world where every woman's potential is fully realized and our rights are upheld without any question. I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you for your hard work in District 21, within the mission of Zonta. It is our collective determination that can build a better world for women and girls, including ourselves. And as the International President Ute just told you, seize this opportunity to celebrate yourselves, reinforce and enjoy the Zonta spirit. In conclusion, let me address directly Governor Donahue and her board. This is a very special moment in the biennium for you. Rejoice. I wish you to lead a conference that will be remembered as a powerful and effective gathering that you live with many smiles. Thank you.